The governor is expected to announce some new restrictions for the state coming up in, about 20 minutes or so. Bottom of the hour, we'll carry some of that. I'll get a little more to you about that in a moment here. Catching up on a couple of your texts from earlier. 773, support small town and small business shopping. I say it all the time. I sound like a broken record, but it's important. Keep them in mind as you do your shopping. 815, tell listeners to allow lots of time when ordering online or through the post office. Waiting for a coat I ordered back on October 28th. Still hasn't gotten here. 708, some grocery stores, big box stores, let in too many people and risk our health and safety. 708, need to limit people in grocery stores for the sake of people like me who have immune issues and all other grocery store workers. The governor, I believe what we're hearing about what the governor is going to say here, coming up here, is just that, that there are going to be new capacities on places like grocery stores and large box stores like Walmart and Target, things like that, that he's going to bring down the capacity even lower than what it was. So you might start seeing some lines outside as they only allow so many people inside. And then they substitute you out. That's what they're going to go back to. And then, let me see here. Oh, casinos he's supposed to announce will be closed. That seems something people were asking a lot in the question and answer period. Like, why are they open? Why is it, you know, why is this happening? Museums are closing too. You heard the Shed has already announced it is closed until after the first of the year. So the museums may now also be closed for a little while. So we'll get the full context of what the governor has to say, the new restrictions coming up on the show. But I do right now want to talk to Rob Carr. He's the CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, so have you heard any more about what the governor is expected to say there? We just got a little bit of guidance. I basically said what I know. Do you know any more than that?
No, we'll I've had some conversations, but we'll wait to see what the governor announces at 2:30.
Don't want to get in front of him. I get it. That's perfectly reasonable. I get it. One of the things, though, you have talked about is that you would like to see this whole idea that there's essential and non-essential businesses, that they have retail kind of classified in that way. I know you and several others have said, well, let's just make it safe businesses. Let's all abide by the same capacities and let's make them safe and follow the guidelines, but not categorize them in that way. Can you tell us about that?
Well, our point has been that, we think experience and now increasing body of science demonstrates that an apparel store or a bookstore or a craft store, for example, can operate safely under the same guidelines as a grocery store or, you know, a larger mass merchandise store. I think additionally it just makes common sense, right? If you're limiting gathering sizes, it makes no sense to jam more people into fewer stores. It makes more sense to spread them out, to allow the consumer to shop where he or she desires and to choose the shopping option that is best for them without pushing them all solely to online.
Yeah, you know, I've said this about the restaurants all along. I felt as if that there was a way to keep them open and then crack down on the serious offenders, the ones who weren't playing by the rules. My experiences in the restaurants have been that they really were taking it very seriously. I mean, they were even for takeout orders, I was told to stand in certain places and they would take my temperature, and there are all kinds of things happening that they were doing their best, and yet they were sort of as soon as they decided they needed something else to go after, another lever to pull in this rising COVID case environment, they were shut down. Would you like to see the restaurants open as well, but to the same limited capacities, or are you not speaking for any of them?
No, we have a significant restaurant membership, and I think the problem for many of the restaurants has been, as with everything in life, right, it tends to be ruined by the bad apples. And I know the governor has expressed his frustrations over the varied levels of enforcement by local entities as well. In some cases you get local entities who have publicly admitted they're just not going to enforce it. Well, that gives those restaurants who want to buck the rules the green light to go ahead and do so. Mm-hmm. That affects those who are trying to abide by the rules. And, we think the body of science is starting to show pretty clearly. A Northwestern study just said most recently that, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20-25% capacity, there's no reason a restaurant can't continue to operate. So we would like to see that, and we think the science is showing that.
And if you've had discussions with state officials, health officials, and things like that about this, how long has that been going on, and what do you make of where you are with that?
There are discussions since March on a variety of subjects, and have been continual. They just kind of ebb and flow based on what's happening at the time. So we've continued to keep that in front of them, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah, I know you will. Rob, can you hang on a second here? We just have to pause for a moment. Thanks. That's Rob Carr. He's the CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Also want to ask you what you're seeing at the stores near you. Restaurants no longer allowed to be indoors anymore. It's only outdoors. But what are you seeing? As you go to the retail stores near you, the grocery stores, are you seeing an increase in the number of people there? Are you feeling like that they're abiding by the laws? You feel comfortable and everything, you know, looks like they're social distancing and that kind of thing? Let us know your thoughts. 312-981-7200 here on WGN. We'll pick up this conversation in a minute. As we await the governor's new restrictions he's expected to impose here on the state, coming up here at bottom of the hour, and we will carry that on WGN for you. We're talking to Rob Carr, the CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. He has been talking to us about, you know, kind of trying to get through this. I mean, this is just, you talk about the number of things we need to just get through. And I know you're speaking for so many retail businesses and all across the state who are really just trying to survive this, aren't you, Rob?
Sizes in our membership, from the largest to the smallest, and every, you know, grocery, hardware, pharmacy, restaurants, you name it, we have it, convenience stores. And I think, you know, I've never been more proud. I've been representing this industry for 26 years. I've never been more proud of the way they have risen to the challenges that have been presented to them, of being denied PPE at the beginning of this pandemic, and improvising new social distancing and safety measures for themselves and their employees, whether it was plexiglass shields or actually wearing cloth masks, leading the way, frankly, in many of the cases where government then adopted what retail had already experimented with, meeting consumer demand. And I think what's important about that is retail is the largest sales tax, largest revenue generator for local governments, and the second largest for the state. So it's important that they continue to operate, that they be supported, and ultimately we're going to have to confront how we help retail stand back up, or Illinois is going to be in real trouble in the long term.
No doubt about it. I asked for your thoughts earlier and for you to weigh in what you're seeing out there. And Catherine, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. So I have a unique situation. I live part-time in South Bend. I teach at Notre Dame. And then on the weekends, I live in the south suburbs of Chicago. And so I see a lot of, you know, I compare a lot. And I think that in Indiana, there's a lot less sort of compliance with the mask orders. And in fact, there's another level to that, and that is, there's sort of this implicit, like, not in a wink sort of thing in all the stores. The clerks don't wear them, which means that the customers don't wear them. And you're almost looked at askance if you do, in fact, mask up. And I would say it's predominantly, especially in a city to the west of us called Elkhart. I'm sorry, it's the east. Mm-hmm. Virtually, you wouldn't think there is any pandemic because nobody is wearing a mask. And that's very different when I'm at home on the weekends in Chicago.
You've noticed stark difference when you know you're in Indiana, or you know you're in Elkhart, because that's how it's handled there. I suppose you can make the choice as a customer to not shop there. If you're an employee there, that's not so easy a choice, as we were discussing earlier. Did you notice any discomfort,
right,
Catherine?
Yes, and you know, I actually stopped and did like a Karen move, I guess you could call it. I was at, I shop at Menards quite a bit. I'm an avid gardener. Mm-hmm. And so over the summer, I would see a lot of people getting help to their cars, and the employees at the Menards would carry their stuff, but then they wouldn't be wearing the mask. Despite Menards, even in Elkhart, requiring masks, they would immediately remove them. So I don't know the comfort level of these teens that are loading up the cars, but they were masked up. So I stopped and rolled down my window and said, you know, could you wear your mask? The employee's wearing their mask. Mm-hmm. And they were not happy with
they didn't
my
like that
interference. But you could at least, you know, remain polite for the sake of, that's someone else's child.
Right.
They're wearing a mask. You know, you can keep your mask on for 5 more minutes while he loads your car. So.
Catherine, let me ask you this. It sounds like it does, but I just want to ask, does it make you feel uncomfortable? You're not comfortable when you're in those environments.
Right, I do, and I mostly run into them in gas stations because I don't really shop too much right now, and I will see them in gas stations, and it does make me uncomfortable, and I want to almost say something, as in, like, why aren't you wearing a mask, and why aren't you enforcing this, or they'll just hang it around their neck like a necklace, but it definitely does make me feel uncomfortable. And it's mostly like I just pulled up to Meijer in South Bend to get gas, and I bet you I'll walk in and I won't find anybody wearing a mask here. It's just, I won't say it's habitual, and I will say there's compliance. I don't want to throw everyone under the bus in my second town, but at the same time, it's just nowhere near the level that right. I see in Chicago.
Thank you for calling. You notice the difference, and yeah, that's interesting. Rob, you know, speaking of enforcement in businesses, self-policing can work really well, and we saw that with the restaurants, and I know your organization has even sent notes to members after the mayor said, Mayor Lightfoot said that, you know, hey, we're going to be monitoring this stuff, and if you're just not paying attention to all the rules and you're making it an unsafe work environment, not only, I heard that news conference, not only did she say, call 311 and report your employer report the business, but we're going to be fining you and doing all sorts of things. It seems as if that message was clear, and I know you then passed that along to your membership.
Well, we've been messaging to our members the need to comply and to enforce throughout. Our frustration has been, and it's been one of the major frustrations, is that the state, you'll recall, doesn't enforce against individuals at all. So there's a little bit of a dissonance between a contradiction in that message, where they want individuals to wear their masks and take it seriously, yet they don't enforce against individuals. We think that the businesses should be held responsible for what they can control, but likewise, there should be enforcement against individuals as well. I think if we're truly all in this together, we should be all in this together. And if I can go back to that, I think there's an observation there as well, because we occasionally get complaints about these larger stores and people think they're crowded. I think what people lose track of is 300 people in a 100,000 square foot store is less than 50% capacity.
Right.
It seems like a lot of people. The parking lot looks crowded, but it really isn't a crowded store. And I, you know, it's hard to inform and educate people about that. But people need to keep the track of that as well.
Well, and that's something, I mean, you're raising an excellent point, because the mayor and the Dr. Arwady, the head of the public health, the COVID point person, they both mentioned that. They said, we drove by a number of parking lots that appeared fully packed, like lots and lots of cars, and yet we didn't see a line outside the door. So they would expect that there wasn't enough social distancing going on inside. But your point is that, look, that might be a 30,000 square foot retail, you know, spot, so there might be enough room for you to do that.
That's right, but the complaints mostly come around the bigger stores, right? So you're talking 150,000 square feet. You can have, you know, 300 people in that store, and they've got over 300 square feet just to themselves in that store. So there's plenty of social distancing. It looks crowded. It looks crowded from the street, but it's really not by the fire occupancy.
What do you imagine is going to happen? We were talking about this at the top of the show, too, because it's holiday season now. I would think that grocery stores are going to get pretty busy, so they're going to have a lot to be mindful of. But do you think retail in general, give us your sort of read on where we are and what you expect to see over the next few weeks?
Well, this is our most important season, right? So this is coming at a very difficult time for retail. But we're hopeful that consumers will still shop. Stores are safe. They have been operating safely, so there's no reason not to. I think when it comes to grocery shopping, people just need to be calm. Let's not repeat the panic buying of March. The supply chain's working. I think if people continue normal shopping patterns, there'll be more than enough for everyone, and we can all have a safe and happy holiday season between now and the beginning of 2021.
That sounds like a good thing. I like the way that sounds, the positivity in that message. And I know we all are trying to think about shopping local, shopping small as well. Keep that into our plans. Anything to say about that, Rob?
No, I think, you know, we encourage everyone to shop at the stores of their choosing, wherever those might be. And there's strengths in everyone in a variety of that retail offers, and we're proud of that variety and diversity.
How many retail organizations or different businesses do you represent, did you say?
Well, we just went through merger. I think we're right around 900 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this, like as you said, this is an important time for them, and, you know, I guess keep your dollars in Illinois. Maybe that's the bottom line here. We'll be listening to hear what the governor says here as he makes this announcement. But all in all, it sounds as if you folks in the retail business community are able to make the sort of, you know, the moves you need to make to, you know, accommodate whatever it is you hear, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your time. Rob Carr is CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association.